Hey y'all. So I don't normally do anything outside of Hearthstone, usually, but today, because there was so much talk in Sketchbook about just my world in general that I'm building, not just a world on the game, like I'm legitimately building this fantasy world out. I wanted to kind of take a quick walk through one of my favorites. So the place is called Verantos, and what Verantos is, and I just died because I thought I had a lot longer to fall, but here we are now because I fell and splatted. What Verantos is it's a gigantic magical woodland at the center of another continent. Which I won't get into too much, otherwise I would just spend the next couple of minutes lore dumping, and I really hate recording because I don't just cut to the chase, so I won't do that. But here we are, we're in the starting point of Verantos, which is, as you can see,
this is a metro. Perhaps you should examine it more closely on Verantos.
And if I press enter,
this is a metro. It must have belonged to a camper. I am no longer here, though, so it could be yours. Welcome, player, to Verantos. Just a couple things to want, if I do, this is unusual people. This is a metro.
Some other things. So I'm gonna take a walk through my two favorite areas. This is a map that's almost entirely built by me. There's some zones done by another player. But I'm gonna take you through this, and you can see just a little bit of what I like. Here we go. I will try to go slow so you can read the zones. Here's the first one.
A shady clearing in the heart of the forest, surrounded on all sides by tall trees, mostly oaks and maples. The heat of the sun is lessened here, the fact it's a ring of blue stones surrounding a power mash line at the center, and four paths, one for each of the cardinal directions, lead away from this little natural oasis of Verantos.
There you go. Here is the fire
pit. This is a fire pit. It's nothing more than a ring of small rocks with some burnt debris within it. It's completely wet, there's no way you'll get that fire going again.
There you go.
A shady.
So we're gonna head west.
A western. End. A western running path, there's nothing particularly remarkable about it, except for how beautiful the maze, some nice apples serving that you walk, and smaller animal paths cut out at random angles of the mantle.
There you go. Let's keep going. So, I'm gonna just...
A narrow path, the canopy having fallen completely to cover the ground beneath your feet, the sun reaches down to you in between the trees of the mantle. 30-inch tree wall, 1 feet. 30-inch tree wall, 2 feet.
Wow, I made this really narrow. Okay. So I'm just gonna have us go kind of fast, and then...
Good text, 24 feet, 1 foot.
And we're gonna step out onto the river here in a moment.
A long stretch of river, no more accurately, a stream runs through a long valley in the trees, give its crystal blue water to reflect you in their ripples as you stroll along.
Can't really hear it from here, so let's go a little bit more west.
4 feet to effect, set.
There we go, right on the edge of it. I'll drop into it so you can see what it looks like.
A stream runs straight and through between its lower tanks, the slight tinkling of water over stones moved by the ever-moving water adding a certain sense of calmness to the idyllic scene about you. It runs between the tanks, a floodplain clearing that up to the thick rush and tree line of the rest of the forest.
There we go. Jump out. I'm really not liking my lighting on here at the moment. So.
The elegant edge. Warden steps leads to a bridge that crosses the creek. They are protected by branch-like railings that follow the upward curve of the staircase.
So we're gonna go up the stairs.
This is a locking bridge built out of both planks of a plant pine. It's unsupported from below, but appears to support itself with interlocking planks woven together by vines and branches. The railing are enough chest height, providing a fantastic fishing spot for a great spot to look down into the water. A mere 5 or so feet below you, the bridge is worn by the sun, and as you examine it, you can see various initials carved into the edge in wood by couples past.
I just like to... this is the first area that I wanted to show, because this is one of my favorite areas to just stand and idle sometimes when I just need some peace. I really like the effect up here. I'm pretty sure I just made the source go higher than it was, so it's basically just listening to the source. The bridge does not need to be here for that, but the fact that it is makes it a lot better. For me, anyway. I'm gonna jump off the bridge here. And now I'm just gonna run to another. It's a long trip. This is...
55 feet. More full of silt and dirt. You can't even hear its stream anymore as it lazily crawls along through the trees to a distant place of Verantos. 34 feet.
Alright, so we're gonna have to be careful so we don't fall into the lake.
30-inch tree wall, 1 feet.
So we're gonna follow along.
Sand tree, 1 feet, 30 inch.
Here we go.
The hand becomes sandy and dry. 1 feet.
We're gonna follow along the edge here.
What was once known as a beautiful lake is now nothing more than a dried up lake bed used, and now it sunk, tearing down into its formerly rather shallow depths at the old seaweed dried by the sun at the small house built of driftwood. Then that's curious, perhaps you can find a way down somewhere on the land of beach.
We're not going to do that right now, but I figured I'd show that.
Nothing in this direction. Yes.
I'll just make a rush.
30 inch free wall, 20 feet.
Across. You can probably hear the river through the trees right now. That is...
30 inch free. Point of length, the river, not left facing, up, not in the left facing, and in front, one.
I'm going to have to use a point of interest because I forget the first. Goodness.
A small break in the trees leads. Along the bank of the island crossed. Along the bank of the island crossed trees grow in abundance, their branches shed in the banks and even a bit on the water. That river stones can be found hiding in the legs of bits of grass, and on occasion the forest creature will emerge from the tree and drink 4 feet from the river of the land of
beach. There you go. So, this is
2 feet from
the river. I really like it because if you turn to the right, or the left, it sounds like you're walking across it, or along it, sorry. I'm gonna jump here.
The island crossed river. The island crossed river doesn't get through the forest. It's clearly water reflecting the sky with a strange clarity that seems unnatural somehow. It's fine and soft and glass shakes the river and fish occasionally leap from the water of the land of
beach. I'm gonna dive real quick.
Beneath the island crossed, it swirls in lazy eddies around. Beneath the island crossed, it swirls in lazy eddies around you, catching the light from above and creating scintillating rays of light that mesmerize you of the land of beach. The island crossed river doesn't get through the forest. It's clearly water.
No,
it's along the bank of the island crossed. 3 feet. Bet 9 feet to last.
I want to show you.
Bet 3 feet to last.
It is much further in. Well, it's actually where the river begins. And I don't care if it's not scientific, it's cool.
Bet 42 feet. Deep. Bet 2. Deep. Bet 1 feet. Bet 2 feet. Yes. Bet 10 feet to last. The island crossed river doesn't get through the forest. Along the bank of the island crossed 3 feet. Bet 2 feet to last. 20. 30 inch free walk, 33. Yes. 30 inch free walk. No. Leads to 10 feet at 6.
So we're about to.
At 10 feet to last, 45. Leads to 9 feet at 11 feet. Leads.
Which is the place.
You've stepped into a.
I like.
You've stepped into a huge open clearing that seems utterly normal upon first glance, but as you look about you, you notice the green grass perfectly. You notice the abundance of birds and beasts of all kinds. You notice through the shrine poking up from a massive pool at the center of the clearing, the river flows from that pool to the island cross, and you can hear it still water the west. It's a beautiful space of the mantle. Runner 2. Bet 6 feet stone. Yes, this is the beginning of this arc. Grass wall 13 feet. Grass wall stone 4 wall 3 feet. It's called Grand Hands Bradley. You've stepped into a huge cut. A bridge. You've stepped into a huge bridge curves upwards, giving a series of shallow steps, each one decorated with a carved raindrop symbol. No railings protect you from falling, though you really feel no fear of falling. The rich metal of the steps glows in the sunlight, pouring down into the clearing and make you feel to the touch, almost as if enchanted with water.
Why is my brain so garbage? Anyway, let's go. Let's go up.
You stand on the western half of a beautiful arching bridge, crafted of the finest metal and infused with the rich warm glow of the shrine to the west. Its railings are crafted of pure metal branches with various images crafted into them. Raindrops mostly with forest creatures, fish and various flora. The beautiful crystalline raindrops are the most prevalent, though refracting the light and shining it into beautiful eternal rainbow. The bridge is broken in the center of the stone shrine and studding by its raindrop motifs it into the beautiful water of the Sahara of the land of
beat. I'm gonna have to hold on. You guys get to hear me edit real time.
Paste copy, remove edit time, select and an item, selected, debug, paste, paste, copy, paste, zone 300 and sign up, and west, the two bridge, and... Written paste copy, remove edit, select, and zone, 567, 149, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, Next, iPhone 7733 Eastern. Menu, press top limit edit,
Anyway, now we can get out of that, so let's...
This whole shrine stands roughly 25 feet above the surface of the water. It's incredibly narrow, and the light it gives off tells you that it is an atom of immense power. The water around it is refreshing and cool, and a beautiful arching ridge leads across the water to it from the east and west. The shrine itself looks like a tall tree, its branches pointed skyward, and its arch inscribed with innumerable runes and crystal and raindrop inlay. The crystal raindrops in the stonework frame aside in some have shown that there are one entrance into the shrine.
Okay, we're not quite in the area that I like just yet. We're about to be, so I'm going to open this door here.
The opposite side of the sun. The chamber you stand in is one of the most beautiful you have ever seen. There are no windows, but you are entirely suffused by the golden light, thin wisps of crystal clear water flow around the walls, providing the only sound inside the stone walls, which are a deep rich ring, a painting of animals, and in a handcrafted wooden frame of a Sariel, the wife of Masarian and goddess of water, and on one wall with a beautiful and probably quite valuable crystal rain drop, and below it, the two walls to enter this place stand on the east and west walls.
And I'd just like to stand here and listen to all that water. There's a big theme of that. But yeah, one of these days, what I'll do is I'll walk you guys through some more of this place. Not this place, but other places, and maybe you guys will get your hands on it in a different capacity sometime soon. I can't really give more details than that, but we'll just have to see. Alright. Take it easy.